State lawmakers are moving to tighten the rules for those receiving unemployment checks.
A proposal by Republican State Senator Steve Smith would force anyone collecting benefits to take the first job they're offered after 4 weeks on unemployment. At that point, SB 1398 would require the person to take a job, any job, where the employer will pay at least 20% more than they were collecting in benefits.
So what does the law currently require of those receiving unemployment? For more on that, we're joined by the show's Lauren Gilger. Hey, Lauren.
Good morning. So to find out the answer to that question, I got a hold of Marla Lazier, the administrator of the Reemployment Assistance Administration at the Arizona Department of Economic Security, which administers unemployment insurance benefits. First, she told me just how much money we're talking about here and for how long.
So when someone is found eligible for UI benefits, we set a year certification period, and within that year, they can receive a maximum of 26 weeks of benefits. In Arizona, the maximum weekly benefit amount is $240.
And there are a lot of requirements that you have to meet to continue getting that maximum of $240 a week. First of all, it's only for those who have been fired through no fault of their own, and DES considers several factors when matching jobs after that, like a person's health condition, experience, prior earnings, and moral values.
They also have to be actively seeking employment. So what that means is they have to have made 4 different employment contacts during that week, and they have to have done that on 4 different days. And if they were offered a job, they have to have accepted that job, or they have to have a good cause reason for not having accepted that job.
So, Lauren, what counts as a good reason for not accepting the job?
Right. Well, DES looks at whether or not the wages they're being offered are at least 80% of what they were being paid before and whether or not the job is, quote unquote, suitable for them. Here's Lazier again.
So an example of that would be if you have someone who is a receptionist at a hotel and they apply for a job as a receptionist and they don't get that job, but the hotel offers them a job as a maid. That's not necessarily in the field that they were applying for. That may not be suitable.
So I also spoke with Senator Smith more about this, and he stressed a few things. First, there is another part of this bill. It would also direct DES to establish a return to work program so someone on unemployment could become an apprentice or an intern at certain companies for up to 6 weeks. And he said this came out of an effort last year to help address a worker shortage.
I had my committee, my Commerce Committee, meet all throughout the year about this massive worker shortage that we have for all these jobs in Arizona. And a lot of them are very high-paying construction workforce jobs, you know, plumbers and electricians and pipe fitters and things like that. And so we were trying to find a way to get more people into these apprenticeship trades and into these programs. And so that's where it started. Kind of what we came out of all those meetings and tours and all those things that we did was we came up with this bill.
So when I spoke with him more about this, I asked him more about the problem he's trying to fix with the bill. Is he concerned that people are staying on unemployment without accepting jobs?
Well, you know, I spoke with DES about this, and I think there's a mentality of the whole lot of there might not be as much follow-up as maybe there should be. I don't know how rampant that is, you know, that you're asking if people are not accepting it. What we're saying is if you are offered something, we're going to expect you to take it. Now DES already has a provision as a term of your unemployment benefit that again, if you are offered something, you need to take it. And so we're just moderately expanding that and saying, yeah, we really mean that. but what we're trying, the reason we put the two components together is that's why we're trying to get people out of just looking for a minimum wage 9-to-5 job that maybe they don't like and get them into an actual career that they can actually apprentice and learn under while receiving their benefits. So it's almost twofold. North Carolina, I believe, passed similar language to this quite some time ago under the Obama administration. And the Obama administration and their Department of Labor, the United States Department of Labor, said that this very concept that we're talking about was okay with them in terms of, you know, 120% of their benefit. And of course, as we know, the Trump administration is wildly a fan of apprenticeship programs and getting people into a return to work program. So in a neat kind of way, you kind of marry the two together, and here we have one.
Right. What would you say to some concerns that others have raised, though, that this would mean that the state is forcing people into accepting work that they might not be able to do for health or safety reasons?
Well, certainly I would submit that if you are submitting to a job, if you're applying to a job and you go to a job interview, if something is taking place in the interview that, hey, here's a description of the job. Can you lift, 50 pounds over your head and walk up a flight of stairs? No. Can you do this? No. Could you do this? No. We're not going to make people take a job that they can't do, because number one, you would be applying to the job. The person would be applying, so they would clearly have to apply to a job that they're interested in doing. And number two, I think in the interview process alone, whatever concerns that the employer or the prospective employee may or may not have would arise from there. So I think it's a red herring, and I think people can look into it that being that way. But looking into the real world, how real people actually go on job interviews, and we don't make people apply for a certain job. They're going to apply the same way they do today. And we're just saying if you get an offer of the job, we want you to take it.
Right, right. When I spoke with DES, they said that the number of people who collect unemployment insurance has really gone down quite a bit in recent years. So is your goal here to try to continue to lower that number, or are you concerned that there are still too many people on unemployment insurance?
Well, I think government's role in this should always try to get as many people off unemployment as possible. I mean, the idea is that you want people working and sustaining their own living. Even if you stay on the benefits the full time, which is 26 weeks, sooner or later you're off. And so would you rather have people get off the benefit with no job or get off the benefit with a job? And I'll come back and say, again, this is more than a job. Some of these opportunities are actual legitimate career, generational careers, that you can go to any 50 states across this country and get a job. Yes, unemployment's there to help people when they're down, and we're not taking that away. But I think we are doing is encouraging and helping them not just to find any job, but to find hopefully the ideal, right, very high-paying job, and give them the know-how and the training that they need to excel in it.
All right, Senator Steve Smith, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.